Alright, time for another DraftPhysics.com video presentation. I guess we'll just talk about momentum and the idea of negative energy. So, not a concept I can understand, frankly. So there's some notion that you can subtract one direction from another direction, and somehow you've, negated something's motion, and therefore you can have both motions from one source. So somehow you can have one kind of energy go in, and if you create two opposite energies, somehow that's no energy, and you could keep doing this, you could keep going forward, you could make two things go in these directions, and somehow they negate each other. Like somehow the energy, the motion this way, undoes the motion this way, and it's, you know, zero momentum or zero energy. And there, therefore, whatever energy you had going this way, okay, you could retain, because you don't have to make, you don't have to use any energy to make this other motion. Now this comes up in an experiment that's, you know, suspect, let's just say. The Professor Lewin experiment, where you take a one-mass object, you have an elastic collision with a two-mass object, and somehow you create extra, momentum in a direction. So let's just say you start with 100 as your momentum, and then you end up with 133 of your weight. So let's just say that's what it was. It was just weight. And there's a spring involved, so it makes it even clearer that all you're really talking about is a weight. Okay, so it weighs 100 pounds. Okay, we put 100 pounds of pressure onto a spring connected to this two-mass object. We end up with 130 pounds of pressure going this way, and we end up with a reflection of 30 pounds going this way. Well, it's 33, but it doesn't really matter. You can understand that nuance. This could be, let's see, it has to go, well, it doesn't really go that way. I should clean my room. That's what I should do. And then I can get this flatter, maybe. Anyway, so as I've pointed out, when Professor Lewin actually does this experiment and creates these outcomes, that is, he ends up with a mass and velocity here where, you know, it's the three-quarter argument, that it's two-thirds of the velocity ends up going forward. And, it's obviously, if it's a one-mass into a two-mass, it has to be half the velocity goes forward at best. At best. So anyway, I pointed out that the experiment has clay on the carts, the weights, the masses are completely suspect. And then there's a bunch of other experiments, you know, you can get online, and all of them have different frame counting flaws or some other kind of flaw. But just mean in principle, it should be understandable that, well, isn't this is free energy, right? I mean, if I start with 100, okay, and I end up with 130, I've made more weight, you know, in a direction, more pressure. And pressure is energy. And I can't have more in this direction than say somehow, because some of it reflected, that somehow this reflection subtracts from that reality. That somehow this motion doesn't count in some way. That somehow it's undone because there's motion in another direction. I mean, it's like saying, you know, I can fire a bullet backwards. Like, say if I did that, I made a gun that fired bullets in both directions, you know, a zip gun, okay, and I have a charge and I have two bullets, and I shoot both bullets out. I mean, we're going to say there's no energy in the universe, you know, because this bullet somehow, one of these bullets is somehow anti-bullet, it's anti-energy, it's unenergy, it's negative energy. It just doesn't make any sense on its, you know,
on its face, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, I just don't know how I have to make these arguments, because everybody should be saying, yeah, I don't get that either. I mean, how do they do that? How can they make an argument like that? That this somehow is negative energy, and it somehow undoes this here positive energy. They're both energy. They both count. You have to use energy to create both of them. You can't make extra weight out of nothing. You have to make it out of something. You have to make it out of motion. So I guess this does sort of go back all the way again to the gravity argument. What's gravity really doing is giving you a weight. And it's just like pushing something horizontally. Gravity is pushing you into the ground. And the fact is the only thing you feel is the force pushing you back up. All right, but you are constantly getting pushed into the ground, and the ground is constantly pushing you back up. You are effectively oscillating, okay, in the gravity. You are accelerating even when you're not moving, because you are actually moving down, and the ground has to actually push you back up. That's why you feel it. You wouldn't feel it if it didn't have to push you back up. I mean, that's the simple truth. And you don't feel the gravity pushing you down, because the gravity pushing you down considers every one of your atoms and your electrons and protons are what it's actually pushing on. So it pushes on every single cell, so to speak, okay, every bit of your body evenly. So your nerve endings can't feel any difference, because all the parts of your body are moving at the same speed, the same acceleration, the same jolt of gravity hits all of them. Where the ground, obviously when the ground pushes back, it pushes on your feet, okay, if you're standing, okay, and then it has to migrate up the rest of your skeleton into the rest of your parts, and so you feel the difference. You know, your spine moves and your guts don't. You feel that, you know, sensation of, you know, your stomach dropping, because it's an uneven push. The push pushes you, you know, it has to have it's a contact push. It's a physical, the atoms of the ground have to physically contact the atoms of your atoms to convey the energy. The push, where gravity again is pushing every single little tiny bit of you. You know, every little cell, every little atom. It's a rain that goes like radiation. It goes right through you. So just like some kind of X-rays, the radiation goes right into the cells. It isn't slowed down much by the amount of tissue you put in its way. It conveys it at the speed of light, essentially, to all locations, where this has to go much slower than the speed of light. It has to go to the speed of contact. A bunch of pins, a bunch of bowling pins that you're made out of, have to bang into each other, where the other force is a radiation that hits all the pins at once. So, I mean, this is the true description of what's happening in gravity. Okay, so if you have some other idea, it's wrong. I mean, I don't think any collection of facts indicate that some other truth is the truth here. This is the truth. Some forces you feel, some forces you don't. Some acceleration you feel, some acceleration you won't feel, depending on whether you're being accelerated by a force or you're being accelerated by atoms hitting you. Whether the force is in the form of the matter moving, or whether it's in the form of the force moving. Okay, so whether you get hit by one or you get hit by the other, it's going to make a difference in what you feel. It's not going to make a difference in terms of moving, but it's going to be a difference in terms of what sensations you acquire from the change in your motion. So, but this idea of a negative energy just doesn't make any sense. There's all motion is energy. All motion is positive energy. It can never be negative energy. Now, relatively speaking, you can have this stupid scenario where you can't tell who's really moving, you know, whether this is going this way or this is going that way. But that relative argument doesn't change the fact that one object is actually moving and one object isn't. One's going faster than the other, you could argue, or has more potential in a direction. They could both have energy, but you're just measuring the difference. They could both be going this way at 500 miles an hour, and one of them's just going 450 instead. And so it looks like it's going backwards. It looks like it's going the other way when, no, you're just going faster than it is. And therefore, it looks like it's going backwards, but it's really still going forward. It's going forward with less speed. So there's a relative difference. But that shouldn't confuse this idea of understanding that you can't undo energy in one direction by having energy in the other direction. And you can't hit something with 100 pounds of pressure and make 100 pounds of pressure go this way, move 100 pounds worth of atoms one way, and then also move 100 pounds the other way. It's only 100 pounds, it's not 200 pounds. So maybe we'll leave it short and simple. Just part of the subject that everybody's ignoring, frankly. Can't get any counter arguments in any kind of form. I did send out another 20 or so emails, and I'll send out another 70 or 80, see how it goes, to these other channels to try to get somebody to pay attention to this subject of, the fraud of kinetic energy, the 1/2 mv², and just how it's, to deal with the terrible history, the awful experimental evidence, the complete lack of good experimental evidence, and how it's logically impossible. And simple things like levers prove it can't be the truth. And I really shouldn't have to make these arguments redundantly and over again to sensible, logical people, because they should just recognize they have no counter argument. They can't explain how a lever works in the framework of kinetic energy theory without proposing that free energy is real. And frankly, you shouldn't need much more than a grammar school education to know that, there's no free energy. And there's no perpetual motion. In the confines of an Earth-like environment, anyway. An environment where friction is possible. All right. So I'll call it a video. And we'll just gracefully exit and say, not much I can do. I can only argue the sensible, reasonable facts, and the rest of them can just keep making stupid, moronic statements. Yeah, I should have dressed better. Anyway, so many things to, just too many things to do. Not enough me to do them. Anyway, so till the next time and such and so forth. I wasn't done yet, you fucker. Anyway, I'll have to do. Sheesh.